My meditation this week focuses on nutrition and digestion. I've noticed that when I gas my car up at a very specific gas station in Olympia, Washington, my car doesn't run well at all. It actually stops running when I am waiting for a red stoplight to turn green. When I gas up at other gas stations, the car runs quite perfectly. It hums and never stops when I actually have to come to an abrupt halt at a stoplight. Our bodies, as you could well imagine, are the same. When we put nutritious, healthy food that our body needs in order to be able to do the work that it needs to do for us, we do quite beautifully. When we don't feed our bodies the food that it needs, we do quite poorly indeed. So the vicious trap, as it turns out, is for any individual that has the symptoms of Parkinson's, if you're feeling lousy on any particular day, if you have low energy, if muscles are cramping, if you're having difficulty walking, if your tremors are up in front of your face, the tendency is to begin to look to Parkinsonian kinds of explanations for what you need to attend to in order to get relief from your symptoms. Often that centers on medications that you may be taking that are too frequent, not frequent enough, etc., etc. I'd like to suggest that at the most fundamental level, the body can return to health and wellness if three conditions are met. And if you're like me, I forget these three conditions all the time. The first condition is our body needs water. The second condition is our body needs oxygen. And the third condition is our body needs fuel. It needs nutrition. When all three of those conditions are met, as it turns out, we will be able to maintain full health and wellness. I had a fascinating correspondence with a listener over the last 2 or 3 months who was perplexed by weakness. He was really suffering because he didn't have enough energy to do much of anything in his life. He experimented with one possibility after another, one therapy after another, and then finally the solution flashed. He gave me a call one morning and said, "I've got to talk to you, Robert." And so when I got back to him a few hours later, he reported that he had found the solution to his weakness. And the solution was to eat every 2 hours. I thought, that's quite amazing. And that solved it. He said, "That's right." And of course, I wanted to know if the food that he ate every 2 hours needed to be of a particular type. And he said, no, he just needed to give his body fuel. When you then have a symptom, I'd like to suggest this week that you begin thinking in most basic terms. Perhaps you're not breathing the way you need to breathe. Perhaps you're not drinking enough water, or your body is not hydrating adequately. And finally, perhaps you're not eating enough food, you're not eating frequently enough, or perhaps the food that you're actually eating is not the food or the fuel that your body needs in order to be able to be full, vibrant, and healthy. I then want to divide this meditation this week into two parts, and I want to put out at the beginning the intention. The intention is to invite you to go through a number of different explorations and identify one small change that you can make this week that will help you feel a great deal better. The idea then is not to revolutionize any type of diet that you might have. The idea is not to change any habits or patterns that have been ingrained, if you're like me, for many, many years. The idea is to say, okay, I'd like to be able to see a marked and noticeable improvement in one symptom or several symptoms, and I'm going to work with that this week effortlessly and easily and gently by focusing on one change I can make. And that change may entail adding a food that you're not now eating on a regular basis, or taking away a food that you're not, that you're eating and that you shouldn't be eating on a regular basis. So it could be adding, it could be taking away, it could be combining, it could be changing some behavior that is actually responsible for symptoms that you may be experiencing this week that are, as I said before, in your face. So the goal is modest, but I think the potential result can be magnificent. It can be truly rewarding. So let's get started. I first have three basic questions I'd like to ask you. And this is a guided meditation in the sense that I'm going to be inviting you to go literally inside your intuition, to use your best instincts, to use your, as we call it, knowing, to sort through what particular change is going to be in your best and highest good. The first question really is the following. And so get settled, take a gentle breath in, a gentle breath out. That's literally a way that you can reset the intention of about what is going to happen. I'm not going to be giving any technical explanations that you oftentimes hear in the radio programs or the interviews. We're going to be literally asking you to explore the answers for yourself so that you can find something that needs to be changed, a habit that needs to be addressed. My first, then, of three initial questions is the following. So get grounded, have your feet on the floor, get comfortable, and get relaxed. The first question is, do you have a sufficient intake of antioxidants? And check in with yourself. Antioxidant is a big word. As you know, many foods have antioxidant properties. Many supplements are promoted to be antioxidants and, in fact, are antioxidants. So the question really is broad-ranging. If we don't have antioxidants, the oxidation in our body really will wreak havoc on the efficient functioning of our neurological system and other systems as well. So we need to be able to ingest antioxidants in order to address the natural effects of oxidation. There's no way around it. It's going to happen naturally. So the question I have for you, check in with yourself. Use your intuition, muscle test if that's your way of getting answers. Do you have a sufficient intake of antioxidants? Check for the answer. Ask how your body feels. If your body is feeling good and strong, then the answer is likely to be yes. If you're feeling a little queasy or uncertain, or if you're thinking, I don't know what the answer to that is, then it may be the answer is probably not. Some of you may actually hear a voice. It's as if somebody is talking to you and giving you the answer. Some of you may just be getting an instinct, a feeling from deep inside. And that instinct is telling you, yes, or that instinct is telling you, no, listen. We all get information. Our bodies are always communicating with us. Our bodies are always giving us information. So what I'm suggesting is I am specifically directing a question now for you to ask your body. And your job is to listen in whatever way you have learned to listen. Do you have a sufficient intake of antioxidants? Antioxidants like, for example, omega-3s that typically come from fish, or that's the best way to get them, as Randy Mincer explains to us. Certain fruits like blueberries, alpha-lipoic acid, and other supplements. There's actually a long list of supplements, vitamins, and foods that are antioxidants. If then, I would like to suggest your sense or your intuition is no, then your task is to do a little search on the internet. Simply type in what are antioxidant foods and supplements and see the long list of possibilities. And your assignment for this week is to purchase one antioxidant that your body needs that you are called to purchase and to take. As you know, the list is long. There are many choices. There's a lot of latitude in the actual action that you can take as a result of learning an answer after asking your body that says you need to have more. If the answer was no, you're good to go on that, then let's go to the second question that may actually surprise you. The second question is, do you have a sufficient intake of fat? And check in. Check in with your body. Check in with your senses. Use your intuition. You might want a muscle test to find out yes or no. If that's not your way, connect with your body. And through feeling or sensing, find out the answer. Does my body have a sufficient intake of fat? You may be thinking, wait a minute, what do you mean sufficient intake? Fat's a bad thing. I shouldn't eat fat. I need to avoid fat. So it turns out, fat's an essential food. As an essential nutrition for the neurological system to function. It may be the reason why your tremoring is up is you're not eating enough fat, literally. I know that sounds like it's counterintuitive, and I know we've all been taught to avoid fats, but our body needs to have fat. So the question is here to address whether or not you are not getting enough fat in your nutritional program. So get the answer. Could be you're getting too much, but here the focus of attention is it the case that you're getting too little? And if the answer, as it turns out, is you're getting too little fat, then explore again on the internet or in the library the question, what are healthy sources of fat? One of the sources you're going to discover is avocado. If you like avocado, if you like guacamole, this week treat yourself to some guacamole. And you have accomplished the mission of the week, to do something for yourself that will help you feel a great deal better. The third question for you to consider is the following. Do you have too much intake of refined sugar? Check in. Be honest with yourself. You're the only one listening to the answers. So you can be honest here. You can be truthful with yourself. Scan back on the previous days of your life. Have you indulged in eating foods that had way too much refined sugar? There are, of course, many worries about heavy metals that are neurotoxins, and they are neurotoxins. There are many worries about pesticides that are neurotoxins, and of course they are neurotoxins, and they do create the symptoms of Parkinson's. But at the top of the list, the one neurotoxin that will wreak havoc in your body is refined sugar. Are you ingesting too much of it? Perhaps you've always done so. Perhaps you've always had habits of eating certain foods that had high quantities of refined sugar. Are you in denial? Is there a certain food that you love to eat, your companion, the food that helps you feel so yummy inside? Have you avoided looking at the ingredients? Might be a good idea to do that now if your body is telling you, yeah, you know and I know you are ingesting too much refined sugar. There are substitutes. There are sugar substitutes that do not create the neurological problems that refined sugar create. So it's not a choice of eating foods that are no longer sweet. You can still continue to eat yummy foods that are sweetened, but not with refined sugar. So again, let me ask the question one more time so you can check in and be totally honest with yourself. Do you have too much intake in your diet of refined sugar? Check out the answer, acknowledge the answer, honor the answer, whatever it may be. No judgment here. We all put food into our bodies that our bodies do not need or want. We all do it. So the key here is to simply acknowledge whether or not that happens to be happening for you now. The challenge then, if your answer to this question was, yep, I'm afraid so, I've been eating too much candy, too many sweets, too many cookies, etc., etc., the challenge is to find a healthy sweet substitute. The challenge is not to stop eating it. That, after all, doesn't work at all for anyone. The challenge is to say, okay, if you like a particular kind of cookie, and if you're making it yourself, then make it without refined sugar, make it with a sugar substitute. Or if you typically buy certain foods that have a great deal of refined sugar, the challenge is just to find a substitute to continue eating the food that you love to eat, but to find it made in a way that your body can tolerate and in a way that does not aggravate the symptoms. I now move to the second part of the meditation this week, which is going to be quite, I must remind you, trippy. And by that I mean it's going to be fun, it's going to be engaging, and it always elicits a sense of awareness and knowing and information that you never expected was going to come through. We're going to actually look inside our digestive systems. And with our intention, find any areas that need healing and attention. To be able to do this particular exercise, you're going to need to make yourself very, very small because you're going to be crawling inside your body. How trippy can it be? But to crawl inside your very own body. Now, before you begin making yourself smaller and smaller, I need to ask you to bring a flashlight with you in your imagination. So find a flashlight. A nice bright one will work quite beautifully because you're going to need to shine inside the body since, as you can well imagine, once you get in there, it's going to be quite dark. And you're going to need some light to be able to see what's actually happening. So, flashlight in hand, obviously we're doing this in our imagination, we're not actually doing this physically. I now invite you, in the place that you're at right now, to make yourself smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller so that you reduce your physical size all the way down to the size of a pea, to the size of half a pea, to the size of one steel-cut oat, so that you are very, very tiny with flashlight in hand now. In your imagination, I invite you to enter your own body through your mouth. Know that it's not going to hurt. You're not going to feel any actual sensation yourself since you're so small. You're going to be able to enter and exit when the time comes and create no physical discomfort for your own body whatsoever. This is literally just a diagnostic exploration for you to travel through your digestive tract and see what it is that you need to see, acknowledge what you need to acknowledge about what's going on in your own body. Travel now back to the back of your throat and go ahead and literally fall down the chute of your esophagus as you shine your flashlight on your esophagus, on that tube that runs from the back of your throat down to your stomach. So as you're just sliding down as fast or as slowly as you want, since you're in control here, take your flashlight and just flash it around your esophagus and see if there is any excessive mucus, if there is any redness that is so red it indicates there are some bacteria or viruses that are present there, if there are any tissues that clearly have been weakened for one reason or another, if you're having challenges with vocalization, it may be that when you get down to the part of your throat where sounds are made, you might see with your flashlight, you might inspect what's really going on there. Take a look. And with your imagination, just get a feeling for what's there. You may see it with your flashlight. You may just sense it. It's as if you've got your eyes closed and you're just sensing what's present there. It may feel healthy and vibrant. It may feel ill, weak, and feeble. The tissues, I mean. But just get a sense of what's there. It's amazing what can come through with your own sense of knowing when you simply direct your attention to see what happens to be in a particular place in your body. Moving the flashlight around, just taking a check to see what's there in the throat, and allowing yourself now, continuing to scan that esophagus all the way down until you actually jump into your stomach. Seeing whatever obstructions are there that really should not be there. Seeing whatever challenges might be there that should not be there. Just acknowledging, oh, didn't know that was there. And as you are now ensconced in the interior of your stomach, take that flashlight and shine it around and see what's there. Sense what's there. Feel what's there. What's going on? Is there sufficient acidic content in your stomach? After all, that's necessary for digestion. Do the tissues look stressed? Or do they look healthy? What's the color? What's going on in your stomach now? Look all around with your flashlight. Are there any abrasions? Are there any tears? Are there any pimples? Are there any signs of illness in your stomach? Check it out. Look where you need to look. You may very well sense or see something and wonder, what in the world is that? Don't worry about it. It's just information, and you'll be able to make sense out of it later as you bounce around in your minds the meaning of what you've just seen. Looking around your stomach, everywhere you need to look, seeing what you need to see. You may actually not be seeing physical parts of the stomach. You may be actually seeing abstractions. You may be seeing images that actually don't have anything to do with the stomach, but they are literally information that's coming to you in a different way. So don't expect that if you have your flashlight, you're going to actually be as if you were a medical doctor looking inside a person's stomach. It may be that's not what you're going to see when you're doing this particular assignment with your intention. You're literally getting information in ways that will be meaningful to you. So have no particular expectation of what you're going to see, sense, or hear. As you have your flashlight inside your own stomach, getting information about what's there or not there. Get a sense, is there something your stomach needs that it's not getting? Is there something the lining need that it's not getting? There's something the cells need that they are not getting. Is there too much of something or too little of something that's entering inside your stomach? What's here now for you? Are all the conditions present for digestion as it was meant to be in your body? Having now received the information that you need to have about the health and wellness of your stomach, travel down now, entering into your small intestines, that most important organ of our body that's responsible for digestion and sending the nutrients to the tissues throughout every cell of our body. So begin to travel down your small intestine with your flashlight and inspect your small intestine. It's pretty long, so just imagine you're swimming through it or running or crawling or whatever is your best way of transport, and look to see, how do the walls of your small intestine look inside? How do they feel? Are they getting what it is that they need in order to be able to do the work that they need to work your small intestines? What's here for you now? How does it look? How does it feel? What do you see? If you sense there's an issue, go to that place now and inspect it with your flashlight. As you travel through your small intestine and see that all is well, then celebrate the finding that your body is in a state of full health and wellness and is prepared to do precisely for you what you need it to do. Flashing your light on all of the surfaces inside the interior of your small intestines, looking at their health, looking at any aberrations, any evidence of a weakness, a tear, a challenge, a growth, and just acknowledging, oh, okay, that happens to be there now. I'll set my intention to put this back into balance. And watching your small intestines doing the work of digestion, which, by the way, is quite miraculous. If you have problems believing in miracles, then watch your small intestines work now with your flashlight. It's quite incredible to see. As they're soaking up the nutrients of the food that you've eaten and distributing it throughout every cell of your body. Move down the tube of your small intestine just as if you were at a ride at the swim park and going down the tube. But unlike the swim park, you have a flashlight and you're inspecting the interior to see what's there. And as you're inspecting your small intestines, ask yourself, is there nutrition that I'm not sending through these small intestines to the rest of my body? Is there nutrition that I'm lacking? If so, what is it? Is there a vitamin I need? Is there a mineral I need? What do I need here, now, in my body? Get a sense of what's missing, or get a sense of what is too much as you use your flashlight to look at your small intestines. Are they gunked up on the walls? That can happen when we eat too much wheat and certainly too much white bread. Is it hard for your small intestines to assemble and assimilate the nutrients? Or is it easy? Get the information. It's just information without judgment. If you've been having discomfort in the area of your small intestines, be sure with your intention to take your flashlight now and look to see what's going on there now, just so you know. Seeing it in symbols, seeing it with colors, seeing it with the instinct of knowing, with a flash of insight, knowing it in whatever way that knowing comes to you about what's going on with your body. Let your body speak to you now and tell you what it needs. And maybe you need to give it more of what it's not getting or less of what it is getting. Listen to the guidance now. Many of you, I know, have outstanding diets and are very attentive to what you put into your body. Still, there may be something missing, or there may be something you're giving that you always assumed was healthy, but for your body it's not. What is it? Listen now with the intention of finding one small change that you can make this week in what you eat or how you eat, so your body can be better positioned to come back into full balance and harmony. Moving down still further with your flashlight into the large intestines. Rummaging about, looking at the walls, seeing those small and those large intestines shake, rattle, and roll, so that they are able to finish the digestive process and prepare the food material that no longer is needed by your body to be discharged. Inspecting, looking, receiving whatever answers you might be getting. Respecting the miracle of your body for what it is able to do each and every day for you. What's there now for you in your large intestines, in your colon? Do the tissues look healthy? Or are they challenged? Are there pathogens crawling about down there that shouldn't be there? Are there little uninvited critters who are hanging out, draining your energy? Does your body need a colon cleanse? After all, cars get oil changes all the time. Many people never change the gunk in their own colons, assuming that the body can continue to do the work year in and year out without an oil change. What do you see in your colon now? And what sense do you have of what change you can make for yourself to feel better, to get strength, and to find your center again? Move now to the very point of exit at your rectum, checking there to make sure all is well, and if not, acknowledging whatever may be present, sensing it, knowing it, experiencing it, and whatever way that information comes through to you. And now jumping out of your body through your rectum with your flashlight. And while you're still small, let me just invite you to take a nice quick shower so that you can get all clean, which is easy to do because you're so small. And take a nice big breath. I have a prepared glass of water for you as you begin now to make yourself larger and larger and larger. With fresh clothes on, smelling fresh, ready to face the day as you become larger and larger and larger and larger, back to your original size, back to yourself. Through then this guided exercise with our intention, you received information about a change that would be helpful to make this week that is tied to your nutritional program. Acknowledge that change now. Set your intention make that change happen for yourself. You may well have thought of a long list of changes you'd like to make. I invite you to write those down on a piece of paper, to put at the top just one change, something that you need to put in your body that your body is not yet receiving. Something that you should avoid putting into your body that is doing harm to your body. A substitution of something that need not be put into your body. Identify one change you can make now. On the member website, there is a page where each day there is a recipe of a raw foods dish. All of these were created by Jorette. Her idea is to concoct recipes for people that are yummy, that do taste good, that do help you feel better. Consider the possibility that one change may be, if you've been ignoring that page or the recipes on that page, to go there and to find a recipe that you're drawn to get the ingredients and make it, and then see how you feel. I have observed that when I eat well, I feel great. When I eat lousy food, I feel miserable. Makes sense. If we're feeling strong, if we're giving our neurological system all of the nutrition that it needs, I predict you will discover that you will be finding relief from whatever symptoms you may be experiencing. Clearly, nutrition will address weakness. Good nutrition, the right mix of minerals and vitamins, can also address issues like tightness in muscles, constipation, and overall pain and discomfort. None of what we have focused on during this meditation is ever specifically addressed in any book about Parkinson's disease. But rest assured that it lies at the foundation of what we need to do in order to be able to help our bodies return to a state of full health and wellness. I do hope that you enjoyed your trippy trip today. I certainly did, as we entered inside our digestive system to see what was there. May you launch a small program of change this week that will help you feel markedly better. Many blessings, and this is Robert Rogers, of course, from Parkinson's Recovery.